Next, to efforts underway to protect vulnerable bee species in Ireland under a new All-Ireland pollinator plan. Professor Jane Stout of Trinity College Dublin says a third of our bee species are already under threat and the time to act is running out. Professor Stout is on the line now. Very good afternoon to you and thanks for talking to us, Jane.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Under threat, why? What's threatening our bee species?
They're under threat from the same things that are threatening most of our biodiversity. So loss of habitat, destruction of habitat, climate change, pollution, pests and diseases. And it's actually, it's a third of our species, our bee species in Ireland, that are at risk of extinction.
You're asking members of the public to help. You believe that that all of us can play a part in protecting these species.
Absolutely. The All-Ireland Pollinator Plan is a shared plan of action to reverse this decline. And what it is essentially a whole list of 186 actions involving people from across all sectors of society on public land, private land and farmland.
And what would you like people to do?
We'd like people to go to the website pollinators.ie and download some of our guidelines. So we've guidelines for businesses, we've guidelines for local communities, and we've just launched guidelines for gardeners, step-by-step, month-by-month tips and guidelines on how to make your garden more pollinator-friendly. And
right.
You can pledge your garden to become part of this national effort.
And how is a garden pollinator-friendly?
Well, the thing that's you know causing decline in pollinators is loss of habitat, loss of food and loss of shelter. So what gardens can do is provide food and shelter and get food and shelter back into the landscape. So food for pollinators is flowers. So it's flowers that provide nectar and pollen. And shelter, it depends on the species, but most of our bee species actually nest in the ground. So it's leaving some undisturbed areas of ground for those bees to nest in, or for the few arboreal or species that will nest in bee hotels is providing those kind of structures as well. So there's
right.
lots that gardeners can do.
And as you say, it's all on your website, and we'll put up those details on our own social media platforms and perhaps come back with you to see how all this goes a bit later in the year. But for now, Professor Jane Stout from Trinity, thanks for talking to us.
RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
That's very good afternoon to Pádraig Lodge. Pádraig.
Thanks, Brian. Good afternoon to you. After losing their opening World Cup qualifiers to Serbia and Luxembourg, the Republic of Ireland soccer team will play Qatar tonight in a friendly international kickoff is at 7:45. There's live coverage of the game on RT2 television and on Radio 1 Extra. Captain Peter O'Mahony is a doubt for Munster's Champions Cup quarter-final against Toulouse on Saturday in Thomond Park. He suffered a deep laceration to his thigh in the Pro 14 final defeat to Leinster and will be given until later in the week to prove his fitness. Two Irish players have been selected on the Britain and Ireland Walker Cup team to play the United States in Florida in early May. John Murphy from Kinsale Golf Club and Mark Power from Kilkenny, who are both on college scholarships in the US, are on the 10-man team. And sporting bodies around the country are awaiting guidance from the government on whether a return to activity is possible in the coming weeks. GAA officials are understood to be planning for the Alliance Leagues to return in May and to be completed over 5 weekends. Brian.
Thank you very much for that, Pádraig. That's all from us this lunchtime. Laura Whelan was the editor today. Gar Duffy was on sound. Our broadcast coordinator is Anne-Marie Donlan. Live Line with Joe is up next. But from all of us here, thanks for listening and a very good afternoon to you.